Sandra. Welcome to Get the Right Butts in Seats, an event marketing podcast that helps service-based entrepreneurs plan, promote, and profit from live events. I'm your host, Shatoya Antwine, and it's time to talk all things event marketing. So let's get started. I am Shatoya. I'm the event planner here at A La Carte Galore. I help entrepreneurs plan, coordinate, and execute signature events that help scale their businesses. So my main focus is to make sure that you're not only hosting events that are successful, but that you are also hosting events that are profitable. That is very important because no one wants to be out here just spending all of this time planning events and you aren't gaining anything from it, right? So another thing that I focus on outside of profits from events is also making sure that you are able to increase your visibility from hosting events, and that is where event marketing plans come into place, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, so that you can make sure that people can find you. You can host events all day long, but if people cannot find you, then they are not going to be able to attend your event. Thus, your event is probably not going to be profitable if you can't get people to get into the seats and purchase tickets. So another thing that I help with is helping you to increase your credibility from your events as well. So I've been featured in Black Enterprise and Rolling Out and Empire Life Magazine, Fox 2 News Detroit are just a few. So me being able to put out events as well as help my clients plan events and their events are successful, that gives me the opportunities to be spotlighted throughout publications, right? And that increases my credibility because I can say that I'm great at what I do, but where are my clients and who's backing up the fact that I'm actually great at what I do, right? So we want to make sure that you are credible within your industry. So today we're going to be discussing three important steps to creating an event marketing plan. So if you have not already, make sure that you click the link in my bio. I have a ton of premium resources on there for you guys to use. They won't be available forever, so make sure that you go ahead and take the opportunity and take advantage of those while you can. So first things first with planning events. So you have to make sure that you plan your event ahead of time. So what does that mean? So one, it depends on what type of event it is that you're going to be hosting, right? So for different types of events, you're going to need a different amount of preparation for planning the event. So let's say you're just doing a meetup or a networking event, and let's say it's free. And it also depends on your audience too. So let's say that you host a meetup or a networking event, and I say at minimum 2 weeks to plan the event, and depending on your audience, you may need to start planning 4 weeks ahead of time. So when I do my meetups or like networking type of events or co-working events, I can publish the event in 2 weeks and then it can sell out within a week or before the 2 weeks is up, right? But if you're just getting into planning events, you want to give yourself enough time to be able to get people to register for your event. So just a rule of thumb, if you're hosting a networking event or a meetup, a minimum of 2 weeks for you to promote your event. So let's say you're hosting a paid workshop. I would say a minimum of 4 weeks for promoting your paid workshop, right? You have to give people enough time to be able to find out about your event and then for them to go ahead and register and sign up for it. And let's say you're doing a conference. So a conference is a lot larger than just doing a free smaller event or a smaller paid workshop, right? So with conferences, you need to be planning at least 3 months in advance. Some people are planning a year in advance, and some people are planning and promoting 6 months in advance. So my rule of thumb is minimum 3 months. You have to make sure that you're giving yourself time to promote it, giving yourself time to be able to promote it to your audience, being able to share the value and experience that they're going to be getting, why they should be attending your event, and then giving them that time to be able to actually sign up for your event. So you have to make sure that you're giving them time to promote, and you have to make sure that you're giving them enough time to go ahead and purchase. So one tip that I can give you guys is doing early bird ticket sales. So one that helps you increase your ticket sales, but it also helps to create urgency, because the thing is, a lot of times entrepreneurs are waiting to the last minute to purchase their tickets for events, and then it's kind of hurting whoever hosting the event because they aren't getting those ticket sales until the last minute. So make sure that you do early bird ticket sales, and that will kind of create some urgency for people to sign up now. If they're able to get a discount, chances are they're going to sign up while the discount is available and not wait until the last minute, right? So planning ahead is very important as well, because you don't want to be putting on a rushed event. You don't want to just throw an event out there and then now you're struggling and trying to get people to attend your event and register for it. And now you're like even more stressed out, right? So make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to do that. So once you put out your event, so just because you plan ahead and you're hosting a conference and you put it out 3 months in advance, that doesn't mean, hey, I'm launching or promoting my event starting January and my event isn't until, let's say, March or April. And that just means you don't really have any work to do. The event's out there, people have 3 months to sign up for it. That isn't how it works, but that is what some people are doing. They think that just because they plan their event so far in advance that they launched it in, are promoting it, or some people aren't even promoting it as much as they should because they think that they put it out in enough time and people are just going to sign up for it. So that's totally not the case. You have to have an event marketing plan to make sure that people will actually sign up for it. So you can put an event out, go put it up on Eventbrite or go put it up on meetup.com, and you can put it up there for 3 months. But if you aren't strategically promoting it from a specific event marketing plan, then chances are you're going to struggle with getting people to actually sign up for your event. So here's the thing, you need to start brainstorming strategies to put into this event marketing plan. So don't just go straight into the event marketing plan. You have to get strategic and figure out what strategies you're going to be using so that way you can develop your plan. So I'll give you guys some examples of strategies that you can use to start thinking about and kind of start putting into an event marketing plan. So one strategy to use for event marketing. So event marketing is basically helping you to be able to promote your event so that you can get people to sign up and purchase tickets. So one thing is event marketing. So what's your event marketing strategy? So figuring out what that is. Another strategy that you can use is hosting virtual events. And I'll kind of get into a little bit more detail in the next step. So hosting virtual events could be another strategy for getting people to actually sign up for your paid event, right? You also hosting a free event can help you to be able to sell more tickets or to pitch people to sign up for your paid event. So if you're hosting a free event, you're giving out free value, you're kind of prepping them for what they can expect to experience at your actual paid event. And then that way you can go ahead and pitch them to purchase tickets for that. Also using event marketing tools. So I've already given two event marketing tools, which is Eventbrite and Meetup. And there are a ton others that I have my clients use as well. Another thing is making sure that you're focusing on strategies as far as creating content that's actually going to convert people into purchasing a ticket for your event. So let's say you're just posting a flyer on social media every day or a couple of times throughout the week, or saying, hey, make sure you purchase a ticket. Hey, early bird tickets end on this day. If I were to see that, that's not grabbing my attention to want to attend your event. So you have to make sure that you're creating content on social media that's actually going to be able to convert them into a registrant for your event. So another thing is thinking of how can you create buzz for your event. So just put in flyers out on social media, you have to think a little bit more deeper than that. So how can you get creative? How can you get unique? And start thinking of ways so you can strategize to create buzz around your event so that when you promote your event, it's the event that's popping for the city and everybody needs to be signing up for it, right? Another strategy that you can use is making sure that you are leveraging your audiences. So your current audience that you have, as well as leveraging other entrepreneurs or influencers or thought leaders within your industry, leveraging their platform as well to help you to be able to sell more tickets for your event. So those are just some strategies that you can use. And then now you can start to develop your actual event marketing plan. So how do you do that? So we know what some of our strategies are. I mentioned that we're going to use email marketing, right? So to get specific with your plan, how many email blasts are you going to be sending out a week? And then once you figure that out, what type of content are you going to be including in these email blasts that you're sending out? All of the content needs to be different or at least categorized. So let's say some content will be like sales or pitchy, where you're trying to pitch them to register for your event. And then other content can be informative content or sharing the experience or the value that they're going to be getting, or just information or content related to the theme of your event or the topics that are going to be discussed at your event. We talked about doing virtual events, right? So figuring out what your marketing strategy is for hosting a virtual event. So if you're hosting a virtual event, typically you're doing that for free. You can choose if you want to do it just solo by yourself, or if you want to have guest speakers, or even if you want to have some of the speakers who will be speaking at your event come on and kind of talk about a little bit about what they do or what you can expect to learn, or even kind of prep them for things that they should be doing so that they can be prepared when you do speak or when they do speak at your event. So get strategic with how you're going to be marketing or what's your purpose for hosting the virtual event. So another thing is making sure we mentioned hosting free events. So what's your main objective for hosting a free event? So you're hosting a free event to provide value, kind of create buzz for your event, also helping you to be able to increase your email list. So now that you have more emails on your email list, now you have more people to pitch to actually get to register for your event. We also talked about creating content on social media that actually converts. So what type of content are you going to be posting? It shouldn't just be the flyer. It shouldn't just be the speakers. What kind of posts can you make that are going to be engaging, that get your audience to start engaging in your posts, creating conversation, and things like that? Another strategy that could convert is you sharing the experience of your event. Or if you've hosted the event in the past, you can do testimonies on social media or video testimonies, and you can share those. So if I see a testimony and I see somebody who was able to attend your event and then they were able to make $10,000 within 3 months of leaving, I may be more eager to attend your event opposed to you just saying, hey, I'm hosting a social media conference. Make sure you sign up. Link is in my bio. So make sure that you're being specific with what you're putting out there. So another thing we talked about, making sure that you're creating buzz around your event, making sure that you're getting creative. And another way that you can do that is to make sure that you're leveraging somebody else's platform or audience. So you can partner with them. You can do some type of affiliate marketing where they send a blog post out, or they put out a certain amount of social media posts related to your event on their pages, or send an email blast out and things like that. So they're actually helping you to be able to promote your event as well. So don't feel like you have to go into planning and promoting your event alone. Make sure that you're utilizing your community. Make sure that you're utilizing your current audience, and make sure that you're building relationships with other entrepreneurs and influencers and thought leaders within your industry and even outside of your industry, but maybe they have the same audience that you have, and making sure that you're leveraging the community that they have. So that's really, really important. So making sure, we'll do kind of a small recap as far as what your plan needs to include. So we talked about the strategies. So once you figure out what the strategies are, then being very specific and then placing them into your plan by week and by day, so that you can know that what your goal for event marketing is for the week, what's your goal for the day, how many email blasts you're sending out for the week, how many people that are with your affiliate marketing, what days are they going to be sending content out, and things like that. So that way it's kind of spread out. Let's say you're doing a conference, it's kind of spread out for 3 months, opposed to you doing everything within the first month and then you don't have anything to do for marketing for the second and the third month leading up to your conference or your event. So make sure that you have an objective behind everything that you're doing pertaining to your event marketing plan, right? Make sure that for each goal you have a specific strategy, and making sure that you are including numbers and money goals. So if you have a goal to send out emails within the first month, let's say you're sending out 2 emails a week, how many ticket sales do you want to gain from your email marketing strategy, and figuring out what that number is? And that's going to help you to stay on track with your event profit plan, which we talked about yesterday. So another thing is making sure that you're actually tracking what's bringing in the most ticket sales. So maybe some of your strategies aren't working, or maybe some of them are working better than others. So once you figure out what's working and what strategies are bringing in the most ticket sales, then you may need to tweak your plan a little bit and focus more on those specific strategies. So those are the 3 things that I have for you guys today as far as important steps to creating an event marketing plan. If you're just tuning in, make sure you still go ahead and put your business in the comments and where you're located so that people who are watching the replay, they can still connect with you. So we'll do a quick recap, making sure that you are planning ahead and you're giving yourself enough time to plan your event and you're actually utilizing the time that you have. So just because you have 3 months to plan doesn't mean that you wait until the second month to start your event marketing, right? The second thing is making sure that you're starting to begin to think of strategies to put in your plan. So whether that's email marketing, hosting free events, creating content on social media that will actually convert into people purchasing tickets for your event. And then the third thing goes into making sure that you're developing your plan, making sure that your plan includes your objective, your strategy for each goal that you've set for yourself, making sure that you're specific with your number and money goals, and then making sure that you're tracking it. So that's all that I have for you guys today. I hope that these tips have been helpful for you. If you have any questions after watching the replay, maybe you want to go back and rewatch it even if you're live, feel free to hop in my DM and let me know any questions that you may have. If you are planning an event or thinking of planning an event, let me know what topics that you're struggling with or what areas that you're struggling with, and I can create live topics for this month so that you guys can be prepared for hosting your signature event for 2018. So if you're on Instagram, go ahead and click the link in my bio. I have 3 free premium trainings that you guys can go ahead and start to utilize as you plan for your events. And if you need any additional help outside of what I have available and resources, just go ahead and hop in my DM and ask me your questions, and I can see how I can help you to create a profitable and successful event for 2018. So that's all I have for you guys today. Have a good night. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes for more resources, and I'll chat with you next time.